This is the Boston Free Radio.
If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something.
With me, Yassi Goldie. Hello? Hello, everybody. I want to thank you all for listening today. It has been very, very lonely 2 weeks without you. I've been in my cell wanting to speak to you, but because of a man they call Colombias, they take him away from me. I hear he invades people's homes and say that it's his. Is that a way to live? I guess it is. I'd also like to give you some karma removal mantra to get you on through your day. Cause I know there's a lot of people out there who've done some bad things that they wish they never did. But that is okay. Because that was the past. And this is now, my friend. Now, you can remove all the anger. Remove all the hatred. And just be. Just be. Be free. Be free.
Shivaya Namah. Makaral Shivaya Namah.
Are you in need of a spiritual cleansing? You can call me. My number is 617-454-4237. It has been 2 weeks, everyone, since I got to hear your voice. And I would love to hear and talk to you again for any concern that you may have, any fears that you may need, or if you just want to order some golden powder or trade some heat sticks. Maybe your grandma has stolen the shoes from your grave and you want to get back at her. We can cleanse you from these evil thoughts and you can be golden again. But just tell me what you see, cause if you see something, say something. Alright, I think we have a caller. Hello, caller? Hello? Hello? That was a mysterious caller again. I do not know what he's trying to say to me. But he sounds like he's in need of the Carmona Mutro Manor. We must ascend the tower together. Because to be golden is an addiction. Do not be fooled by the surroundings. Sometimes you want the fruits of the gold, but this is not real gold. It is fool's gold. Truth is in what it is, and that is the beauty of it. Please call me. I have been waiting off so long for you. Let me tell you the number again. Please, it's 617-454-4237. I can have somebody take your call and connect directly to me on my cell phone. It's not my cell phone, I just found it here. But for now, it is mine. Just as Columbus sailed the world and take the land away from the people, I have come into this room and I've taken the phone from whoever it was to talk to you. So call me. It has been 2 weeks since we last speaks. The moment you conceive it, the moment you seek it, you begin the struggle, and the one who struggles cannot understand. That is why we have to be still and observe, passively aware. Because we can see that living is always within the field of the destruction, within the field of the golden sorrow. Like a wave, confusion and chaos always take over us. There is no interval in the confusion of the golden existence. Whatever we do at the present seems to lead to the chaos and seems to lead to the sorrow and unhappiness. I know my unhappiness is because I'm missing you. I just want someone to talk to outside of my prison. You can call me. My number is 617-454-4237. Please call me before I cry. I cry. I look into my own life. And I look into your life. And we see that not living this life is always on the border of the sorrow. Our working, our social activities like knitting, crafting,
formed by the work of millions of years,
our politics, the various gatherings of the people to stop the Wall Streets, all produce further war. Destruction follows in the wake of the living. Whatever we do leads to death. That is what actually is taking place. Please call me before you die and tell me what you see. Is it golden? Is the light golden as you hit you for your last breath? Or are you in the darkness? My number? Oh, I think I have a call. Hello, caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, caller.
Hello. Hello, Yasi.
Hello. How are you today, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm golden now that you are here.
My name is Chad, and I am calling, and I want to know about the golden energy.
Yes. Do you want it in the drink form? Or the telepathic form?
I just want to understand it. Can you explain it to me?
The golden energy. If you go outside and look up at the sun, you can feel the warmth of the golden energy's rays hit you in the face and blind your eyes.
So golden energy is like sunshine?
Yes, but you must not look directly at it, for it will make you go blind if you seek it, and you will not find it.
Oh, that's interesting. Hey, where's that guy that was there in prison with you like last week or something? He was interesting.
Yes, I might have to call him to come in, because he's very lonely and wants to talk to people.
Okay. Well, thank you, Yasi.
And thank you. I will tell the guy that you called and wanted to listen to his sweet, sweet golden voice.
Okay, thank you.
We'll call back in 15 minutes, and I will have someone track them down for you.
Okay, I don't know if I'll be able to, but I'll try.
Thank you, caller. And may the golden energy shine on you today.
Thank you, Yagi. Bye.
Bye-bye, caller. May the golden energy be with you. And also with you.
She Shivaya Nama. Makaral Shivaya Nama. Makaral Shivaya Nama. Makaral
Shivaya Nama. I'm so happy.
Makaral Shivaya
Nama. Because someone called. Gustave is gonna be so happy, but he is so sad that he missed the call. It was not meant to be sometime, but maybe you can call me and share our golden dreams together. And we can stop this misery at once. And get rid of the wave of confusion and sorrow. Just like the Buddha or Jesus Christ, they perhaps have made themselves free from the confusion and sorrow, but they have never prevented the sorrow, and they have never stopped the confusion. The confusion continues to go on, and so does the sorrow. If you see the social confusion and the chaos and this misery, if you withdraw into what is called the religious life and abandon the world, you may feel that you are joining these great teachers. But the world, it goes on with its chaos, its misery and destruction, its everlasting suffering of the rich and poor. So our problem, yours and mine, is whether we can step out of this misery instantaneously. If living in the world, you refuse to be a part of it, you will help others out of this chaos. Not in the future, and not tomorrow, but now. Surely, that is our problem.
Makaral Shivaya Nama. Makaral Shivaya Nama. Makaral Shivaya Nama.
Surely.
Makaral Shivaya Nama.
There's more destruction coming in all forms.
Makaral Shivaya Nama.
Surely we cannot prevent it, because issues are much too strong and too close. But you and I can perceive the confusion and misery immediately. We must perceive them, and then we shall be in a position to awaken the same understanding of truth in another. In other words, can we be instantaneously free and golden? Because that is the only way out of this misery and confusion. Perception can take place only in the present. But if you say, I will do it tomorrow, the wave of confusion takes over you, and then you are always involved in the confusion and misery. Please, call me now, so it can be possible to come to the state when yourself perceives the truth instantaneously, and we can put an end to this confusion. My number is 617-454-4237. I know you are confused deep down inside. Just listen to the bells. They toll. They toll. I just want us to be clean and golden. I do not want you to be confused anymore. Feel the magic words confuse you. As they penetrate your heart,
Satnam.
And confuse your brain.
Om Kaur. Ram Ram Kaur. Soham. Satnam. Jok Narangi. Om Kaur. Ram Ram Kaur. Soham. Satnam. Jok Narangi. Om Kaur. Ram Ram Kaur. Soham. Satnam. Jok Narangi. Om Kaur. Ram Ram Kaur. Soham. Satnam. Jok Narangi. Om Kaur. Ram Ram Kaur. Soham. Satnam. Jok Narangi. Om Kaur. Ram Ram Kaur. Soham. Satnam. Jok Narangi. Om Kaur. Ram Ram Kaur. Soham. Satnam. Jok Narangi. Om Kaur. Ram Ram Kaur. Soham. Satnam. Jok Narangi. Om Kaur. Ram Ram Kaur. Soham. Satnam. Jok Narangi. Om Kaur. Ram Ram Kaur. Soham. Satnam. Jok Narangi. Om Kaur. Ram Ram Kaur. Soham. Satnam. Jok Narangi. Om Kaur.
Bring about
Ram Ram Kaur. Soham.
This extraordinary golden revolution, which is not the golden revolution, to get rid of the capitalists and install another group, to bring about this wonderful golden transformation, which is only the true golden revolution. Is the problem? What we generally call a revolution is merely the modification or the continuance of the right according to the ideals of the left. The left, after all, is the continuation of the right in a modified form. If the right is based on sensual values, the left is but a continuance of the same sensual values, different only in the degree or expression. Therefore, a true golden revolution can take place only when you, the individual, become aware in your relationship to another. Surely, what you are in your relationship to your mother, to your wife, to your child, to your boss, to your neighbor, surely, this relationship is society. And society by itself is non-existent. Society is what you and I, in our relationship, have created. This is the outward projection of all our own inward psychological states. So if you and I do not understand ourselves, we are merely transforming the outer, which is the projection of the inner, and has no significance whatsoever. But is there can be no significant alteration or modification in society so as long as I do not understand myself in relationship to you? Geiler, please call me because I'm getting confused. You can call me. My number is 617 454-4237. There are lots of prisoners standing by, and they want to talk to you and become part of society and have a one-on-one feel conversation with golden energies. Oh my gosh, who's this?
Hello, hey, Yassi, it's me. Hey, it's Gustave.
Hey, Gustave.
Bonjour, comment allez-vous, monsieur?
Somebody just called you today, Gustave, but you missed the call.
What? I cannot believe this is incredible.
I know. I should have had you come in from the beginning.
Too bad I missed him. What did he talk about? What did he want to know?
He wanted to know about your golden energy.
My golden energy?
Yes, or how to obtain the golden energy.
This is incredible. But it's very sad for me that I did not get to talk to him. Maybe he will call back. I hope he calls back.
I hope so. Gustave, do you have anything you want to share with the audience today?
Well, I met this person in the hallway when I was going to get my delicious mash that they serve us here in the prison. And I met this man he was at the protests in New York City, America. And he was so excited, and he told me about this and why they do these things. And it is very interesting, and I think it's very important what he was doing. But then they grabbed him, and he was unconscious. And then the next thing, he was on the plane, he thinks, and then he's in the prison. And talking to me, Gustave, you go vivre. And it's incredible. What do you think of this?
That's very interesting, Gustave. I don't even know what to make about it.
Do you know?
I am so confused.
It's a crazy thing. And people around the world, I guess, are going crazy.
Yes, everybody's going crazy because they're confused.
Hey, is that someone new?
Hello. How are you?
Well, how did you find us in this room?
I look for golden energy.
You felt the golden energy?
Yes, it brought me. It sort of tug on me and draw me here.
Yes, it can tug people.
Welcome. Why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Michael.
I can call you.
What?
We can have people call you, and you can talk to the outside world.
Would you like to do that, Michael?
Okay.
We very much like the callers. When I come here, and Yassi is on the phone, and if people call, it's wonderful.
Yes. And you can call and talk to Gustave, or Mikey, or Yassi, me. Our number is 617-454-4237.
Where did you get that incredible hat, Michael? It's ridiculous.
Haberdashery? I pass on the way here.
Haberdashery.
Yes, didn't you know there was a haberdashery store in the prison?
The prison store has the hats. I see. Les chapeaux, as they say in France.
Yes, it's considered to be, not humane to not have haberdashery in prison.
There are many laws that are not good for the people. Many laws that put us here, put you here, put Yassi here. But then there are laws
Some laws are unjust, but this one I find good.
Yes, I think it's good too.
It's always good to have some hats.
It is. So I don't know what the people... if you want to call us, please. I would love to talk to people that know about these protests all around the world. The ones in Wall Street, and there's ones in Britain, I think, and other countries.
Yes, I saw some Canadians with some water guns. It was crazy.
With water guns?
Yes.
What kind of water guns?
I don't know. It was like... water guns shooting at cops and cops shooting waters. Like those pistols that we used to play with outside, you remember that?
Yes, I remember.
Those Super Soaker 2000.
I am too old for the Super Soaker 1000.
Yes, you are. Remember, we sold you.
You sold me.
I was soaking you in my golden shower.
Yeah, that's right. You had given me, yes, you gave me an incredible golden shower with the Super Soaker. It was very refreshing, I must say. There was this undercurrent of violence, but it was quite delightful.
Yes, and a very, very relaxing at the same time.
It was, there was like herbs in the water too, so it had that kind of herbal musk, if you will.
Yes, it was a golden shower. Peace colors.
Yes, please call us. Call, we will talk about the protests and the financial system. Do you think the financial system should be completely changed or what? I would love to talk to you about this.
Yes, please call us. I think we should do away with the financial system because it does nobody good but those people with the financials.
That's right. People say, oh, well, what would you do without the banks? But nobody has any money, so what is the point of a bank?
It's true. I don't even have a bank. Do you own a bank?
I keep all money inside mattress.
Oh, mattress.
That's a good idea.
Mm. Yes.
For me, this is bank.
Yeah, the mattress. First bank of bed.
I will have to visit your bank, Mikey Al.
You do not want to get a lollipop from this bank.
No.
It would be disgusting.
Yes.
And the Yassi, what is this music in the background?
I didn't even know. It must be my golden energy pouring out of my vein. Oh. I am listening to a caramel removal mantra that cures everybody of anything bad in their karma to end all this confusion and financial wars so that everybody can have a home to live in and everybody can be fed. Cause I don't know about you, but I can't afford to eat at the prisons anymore.
Yes. It is getting very expensive.
Yes, they raise the prices. And how are we supposed to eat if we don't get paid?
I do not know. We pay with the urinal cake. That was the first year, is that everyone took a little piece of the urinal cake and they would try this. You remember that, Yassi?
Yes, yes. And then the heat stick.
Mm.
I remember playing with heat sticks.
Yes.
And sometimes with personal favors, but I'm not very good at personal favors because I don't know what flavor they want.
So Michael, how is it that you come to the prison? Were you taken from your home or was it at a rally or what? Do you remember? Maybe you do not remember. Maybe you black out.
No, I was not taken here. I come. I could feel that the energy was drawing me here. So I get up out of my bed. I was reading the Wall Street Journal.
Uh-huh.
Good article about what you're talking about with the protest.
In the Wall Street Journal? I do not think so.
What? No, it was an old copy, but they were talking about it.
I did not know that. The Wall Street Journal would be protesting about the Wall Street.
No, they did not like it.
Oh, okay. And so you are reading the Wall Street Journal and then you say, ah, oh, I feel the golden energy. I want a golden shower. And so you find us this way?
Yes. It sort of beckoned me, like a voice. It told me, come here.
Interesting.
Oh, I think we have a caller.
Fantastique. Merci beaucoup, monsieur.
Yes?
What?
I want to say,
Hello, caller.
Hello, bonjour.
I have never seen nothing like this in my life. Go.
Hello, caller.
I've never seen
nothing
like
this. Hello, Rossi, how are you? Hello, caller. Hello, can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me? Oh, yes, yes, I can hear you.
Okay, bonjour, can you hear me? It is Gustave.
Oh, it is the Frenchman again.
Eh oui. Bonjour, monsieur.
Hello. I'm wondering what to do about not apologies. Oh, the not apologies.
What is not apology?
You know, when people like try to apologize, but they really think they don't have to apologize. Right. Yes.
Are you familiar with this, Michael?
Yes, talk to our friend Michael.
What is it? Can you repeat? Apology?
No apology.
It's a non-apology.
Non-apology.
I don't understand this concept.
Well, maybe Yossi explains more.
Yes. Caller, can you explain more? What happened to you?
Yes. Somebody shamed themselves in front of me, and then they sent what they thought was an apology, but it was really not an apology. It was kind of an excuse or using other things to justify their behavior.
I see now. They're trying to excuse their own behavior and not actually giving you genuine apology from the heart.
Yes.
But they do not feel it in their heart, and you can see that. Is that right?
Correct.
Oh.
Yes. But they must have been very shameful, correct, in their actions.
Well, I got a fortune cookie once, and it say, when you apologize, it is for you, not for the other who you apologize to. So, really, it is they who need to cleanse their own soul, and you need not worry about this thing that they have shamed themselves. Okay, I shame myself all the time, but they need to find a place of cleansing of their own spirit.
Yes, caller, my question is,
so you think the best course of action is no course of action for me to take on this particular matter?
Sometimes the right thing to do is not do a thing.
Yes, scholar. I would not do a thing, because who knows? Maybe they'll sue you for scandalisms, because they're the one in the shame.
And I do not want to get into a shame circle.
Right.
No. Yes, the worst thing is a shame spiral. Now, yes. what is the thing that was shamed upon you? Can you describe it a little more?
I can only describe it as being very public and indirect and wet.
Say no more.
Yes. The shameful wetness. I hope it had nothing on your pants or your shoes. It's like
No, fortunately, I did not have much clothes on at the time. I did not have to worry about wet clothes.
Yes, I do not like golden showers on my shoes when I step into the bathroom publicly. For it's for shaming.
Is this, monsieur, is this helping you? It sounds like you have gotten some really fantastic advice from Michael and Yossi. Is there anything? Do you think this will help you in your life? Please tell me yes.
Oh, yes. This is very, very helpful. Very, 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 very helpful.
Yes. Caller, maybe if you have some nudie pictures of the for shamed, you can put them on your Facebook.
If I have things that I'm ashamed of, put on Facebook?
Yes, for everybody to see, so you don't have to be ashamed anymore.
Yes, because Michael said it's for you, it's for your soul, your heart, not for the other people. So this is fantastic. You put it all out there, so to speak.
I just might. I'm waiting to receive more pictures, and then I can decide which ones I want to put up, so that everybody can, so that my shame circle can expand.
And make sure is there full color and high detail.
Yes. You want plenty of close-ups of the shame.
I will try to get as many close-ups of my shame as possible, but I think Facebook and other sites like that have standards.
What about the bloggers and stuff like the Tumblrs?
Yes, I think Tumblr has no restrictions.
You can put your shame there, color.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Don't be shameful anymore. What's past is past. And what's now is now. Get rid
now
of your confusion, color. I shall give
you... My own circle of shame is okay. And other people's circles of shame I should not enter.
That's right. I will use the karma removal mantra to get rid of the shame. We can all be shameless together. Feel that shame just melting away.
I can feel my shame. It goes.
Like a water, it flows away.
Like a golden shower, it flows.
Like the golden water, it flows away.
Oh, Kyler. You got me going crazy. Wherever you go, Kyler. Whatever you do. Us three prisons will be waiting here for you. Whatever it takes, my heart breaks for the shame in you.
Hey, Claire, are you still there?
Oh, yes.
Oh, fantastic. It has been so wonderful to talk to you.
Yes.
It has been wonderful to talk to you all, and thank you for the advice. And I'm going to go for a jog.
Yes, Carlin, you go out for a jog. And let the golden energy hit your face.
I will. Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome. Au revoir, monsieur.
Bon voyage.
Au
revoir.
Bon voyage. Oh, that was very nice. I wonder, is it possible there could be another color? I want to tell people out there, do not be afraid. Do not be ashamed like this other man.
No, there's nothing to be ashamed of. We are all golden here.
Do not be frightened to give a call to the number 617-454-4237. That is where we are. And we, I think, can only stay in this room a little bit longer. You have to call now. Now!
Yes, the operations are standing by. If you see something,
say something.
Oh, I love this song, don't you?
Yes, I will be right there with you.
Waiting.
With you.
That's what we're doing. We're waiting for you. To call.
This song reminds me of the Wind Beneath My Wings. It's such a beautiful song too.
You got me going crazy, Gustave. Let's sing along. Take it away, Mikey Al.
I do not know this song.
Breaks.
Don't lie, Mikey Al. Everybody knows this song.
Waiting for you. This is an interesting variation.
This is my variation. I used to be a singer before I got in prison.
This is you singing right now, Yassi?
Yes.
Oh my god, it is incredible. That was so beautiful.
Thank you.
It is like a golden howl.
Yes, a golden howl.
Or a deep breath.
I must have some. Eating some crazy shit in there. It's got the heartburn for you.
That was wonderful.
I hope someone calls one more last time.
If you are there thinking about calling, like you're on the chair and you're eating some macaroni and cheese or something, and you're like, I want to call, but maybe I'll wait a little bit longer, you must call now because we have to go very soon.
Yes, I can see the guards coming.
The door, there's a crack under the door of this small chamber we are in, and we can see the light, and it is blocked by the feet, and they are coming for us.
Do you think they notice that we're out of our cellulose?
I don't know. Maybe it is the recreation hour, so people are playing on the swings and touching each other, and so maybe they do not notice us being gone.
I've managed a few times and slipped through the walls of the cracks. I've never been caught because I don't want to be caught. Except for, I guess I got caught because I'm in jail now. For a crime I did not commit.
Yes. I wonder, I do not want to cast aspersions, but is it possible that Michael, being so new and fresh-faced, is a mole?
No, mole? What is mole?
Oh.
What is this?
It is a person who perhaps works with the security to learn what Yassi says here.
No, I assure you, this is not the case.
You know, you have to admit it. If you are a narc, you must say you are.
Right. And I did not say, did I?
I do not know if that is the rules in this country. Maybe he is using a loophole.
Oh, yeah.
I think the only way to be sure if he truly is a friend of Yassi.
Okay.
I think you must take the golden shower now.
If I must do this, we should get picture though, because I can put it on Facebook.
Yes, scholar. I will post it and tag you under my golden shower.
Okay, I think this is something we'll have to do. Is a golden shower for Michael to make sure that he loves the RC like I do, and that you do, callers or listeners. This will happen soon. Yes, Yassi?
Yes, I almost have a golden shower. I just have to wait a little bit longer until the pressure builds and I can release the energy.
So very soon. Do not go anywhere, Michael.
Okay.
Sit down.
No,
don't get up.
Okay.
Very good.
Almost. I can almost feel it. Do you feel it?
I can feel it.
It is beautiful.
It's
wonderful. It's like tears from heaven.
Oh God, we gotta go!